Pope Benedict XVI has returned to the Vatican after an action-packed weekend to the northern Italian towns of Venice and Aquileia. On Saturday, the Pope's first stop was Aquileia, east of Venice, where he was welcomed by thousands of believers waving white and yellow flags. Aquileia is the site of an ancient Roman port city, upon which was built a basilica, which was considered the mother church for a broad area that united the Latin world with the Germanic and Slavic populations during the Middle Ages. Tradition holds that St. Mark evangelized the region in what would become, during the period, the second most important diocese after Rome. Then Benedict greeted thousands of faithful packed into Venice's St. Mark's Square and recalled Venice's special vocation over the centuries of being a bridge between the East and the West.
Questa città ha corrisposto nei secoli alla speciale vocazione di essere ponte tra Occidente e Oriente.
During his two-day visit, Pope Benedict prayed before the relics of St. Mark. He addressed the bishops of northeastern Italy and adjoining areas. He presided an open-air mass. The particular beauty of the cities he visited provided for many super photo opportunities, as I mentioned to Vatican Radio's Chris Altieri, who travelled to Aquileia and Venice with the Pope. Most of the secular media have a beautiful photo of Pope Benedict on a gondola. I don't really think that was the highlight of the trip, although it was a salient moment. What would you say stands out?
Well, actually, let me start with that gondola, which was the same gondola, apparently, that John Paul II used when he was here in Venice many, many years ago. So it is perhaps an iconographical congruity that one could construe from that. I wouldn't make too much of it, but I'd agree that it certainly wasn't the highlight of the trip, which was, in its focus, a very, very local, on the one hand. Pope Benedict came to northeastern Italy, first to Aquileia and then to Venice, really to give guidance to the organization of an upcoming regional meeting of churches that trace their roots to the Mother Church of Aquileia. And then in Venice was here to participate in the conclusion of a major review of the diocese of the Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola.
And so, Chris explained, Pope Benedict was, on the one hand, giving guidance, and on the other, giving encouragement to the local churches as they deal with a whole range of issues that are really quite local in their concreteness.
That said, the issues that the churches of Aquileia, that the Church of Venice, that they're all facing are in many ways the same issues that churches just about everywhere, certainly in the Western world, are dealing with. You're dealing with, at its most basic level, how to bring the gospel into the world today, how to address the pressing social issues that we all have, how to come out and meet multiculturalism, that is the influx, the reality of it. I don't mean the theory. And one of the interesting things about this visit is precisely that these churches aren't a sort of laboratory exercise in multiculturalism as a theory. One of the things I noted right from the get-go here, and one of the things that struck me in terms of the organization of the visit was precisely that. What you're dealing with here is a group of churches that in history have needed to find a way to, how can I put this for you?
Be on the crossroads?
I don't like to say be on the crossroads. I guess what I'd like to say, and not that it's not, I mean, the city of Aquileia was a cultural and a commercial crossroads for centuries. So I don't want to deny that. But I think what I'd like to say is that the ability for these peoples to find ways to be respectful of profoundly felt and proudly felt local identity, while at the same time constructing an order that really does effectively serve the common good, to manage manage the tension between local and universal is a practical necessity.
The northeast of Italy is a particularly industrial, productive area, and it does deal with the everyday reality of the many, many immigrants that come to that area to work. It struck me that the Pope said at a certain point, he said, "Do not be afraid of the stranger."
Well, sure, he did. Precisely so, Linda.
La paura degli altri, degli estranei, dei lontani.
But by the same token, he understands that the people of this region do need to work out for themselves on a practical, on a concrete level, how to welcome the stranger. What Pope Benedict did was remind them that what Christians are called to do is precisely that, to welcome the stranger, not to turn him out. Now, how they go about that is going to be their business, and the Pope was not here to give practical prescriptions of what to do for immigrants, but to remind people that they need to put their best energies into finding the way to be welcoming to them, because that is what we're called to do as Christians. Now, here, the interesting point there, and the thing that, beyond the fact that we are all called to welcome the stranger, in that little microcosm, in that little one focus area, if you will, something else comes into focus, and I think that's one of the broader issues, one of the broader points of the visit, which is that we're called to be, as Christians, in the world, but not of it, and that is a tension that is perennially present in the life of the church, and defining a way to manage that tension, to channel it and to turn it into something productive, if you will, useful and good for the church and the broader society. This was one of the central focuses of Pope Benedict's trip to northeastern Italy, and notwithstanding the local character of the particulars of the visit, that is something that I think was a message to the whole church.
Chris, on a more, let's say, personal level, did you get the feeling, watching the Pope, watching how events turned out, did you get the feeling that it was successful, that the Pope himself was happy with how things went?
I certainly did have the impression that he was very pleased, and he was visiting places that he, as a lover of history and of culture, is very much at home in these spaces. The warmth with which he was received was often surprising, actually, and something that perhaps didn't get conveyed as well as it has in other places, not because people didn't do a good job, but because of the physical constraints of the city of Venice and how things have to be shot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I would definitely call this visit a success. But I would also like to say that the Holy Father gave a whole series of extremely meaty and carefully crafted, very, very thoughtful reflections in his public remarks. Those are going to remain, and they're going to take some time to digest.
Yes, it was successful in the short term, as far as the visit did rekindle enthusiasm, Chris pointed out. But as it rekindles enthusiasm among the faithful generally, it also offered them a chance to renew what Chris calls their sense of self, their sense of history.
In fact, this was sort of the pattern over the past 2 days. The Holy Father would give an address that would praise the glories of the church in Aquileia, for example, and then on to the church in Venice, in rhapsody. But then he would turn around and he would say, "Don't rest on your laurels." You know, he'd say, "Be their equals, be the betters of your forebears. Don't stop now. Keep going." So he would recover the sense of history, and then he would challenge them to be equal to their forebears and even better than them going forward. This is important because of what it doesn't say. Let me put it this way. There's the subtext to the very powerful texts and to the whole visit that I think might be described as the recovery of history, and it fits very closely into the teachings of the Second Vatican Council and specifically of Pope Benedict XVI's own understanding of those teachings as being in continuity with what has gone before, not in rupture.
And my thanks there go to Chris Altieri, who travelled to Venice and Aquileia with Pope Benedict XVI.